The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 19, Text Number 30, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 21st, 2008, in Suva, Fiji.
So today, we are blessed with the most auspicious opportunity. Here in this most holy place, we are blessed with Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we are reading from the 3rd canto, chapter number 19, text number 30. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Deva uchu. Namo namaste kila yagya tantave. Stita grihita malasattva murtaye. Jishyahato yang jagatam aruntadas. But para bhakcha vayamisha nirvrita. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. The demigods address the Lord. All obeisance is unto you. You are the enjoyer of all sacrifices, and you have assumed the form of a boar in pure goodness, for the purpose of maintaining the world. Fortunately for us, this demon who was a torment to the worlds has been slain by you, and we too, O Lord, are now at ease in devotion to your lotus feet. Purport. The material world consists of three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. But the spiritual world is pure goodness. It is said here that the form of the Lord is pure goodness, which means that it is not material. In the material world, there is no pure goodness. In the Bhagavatam, the stage of pure goodness is called Sattvang Vishuddham. Vishuddham means pure. In pure goodness, there is no contamination by the two inferior qualities, namely passion and ignorance. The form of the boar, therefore, in which the Lord appeared, is nothing of the material world. There are many other forms of the Lord, but none of them belong to the material qualities. Such forms are non-different from the Vishnu form, and Vishnu is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. The sacrifices which are mentioned in the Vedas are meant to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In ignorance only, people try to satisfy many other agents. But the real purpose of life is to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. All sacrifices are meant to please the Supreme Lord. The living entities who know this perfectly well are called demigods, godly or almost God. Since the living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, it is his duty to serve the Lord and please him. The demigods are all attached to the personality of Godhead. And for their pleasure, the demon who was a source of trouble to the world was killed. Purified life is meant to please the Lord, and all sacrifices performed in purified life are called Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness is developed by devotional service as clearly mentioned here. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. You know something? This is a great encouragement, this verse in Purport. It's a very encouraging thing. Do you know what is most encouraging about it? Prabhupada explains that for their pleasure, the demigod's pleasure, the demon who was a source of trouble to the world was killed. Krishna wants to please his devotees, you see. That's the purport. The devotees have no desire except to please Krishna, and Krishna has no desire except to please his devotees. So now the world is being tortured by rascal leaders everywhere, in Fiji, America, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere, rascal leaders who do not know the purpose of this human existence, you see. So, just as Krishna got rid of this demon to please the demigods, Krishna can also get rid of these rascal leaders, or he can convert them to Vaishnavas for the pleasure of his devotees. So all we really have to do is become devotees. That's the real problem. You see, right now we are godas, servants of the senses. You know, we're wearing tilak and ganti mala, we have spiritual names, but we're still serving these damn senses, you know. We're still caught up in indriya seva, that's the problem. But if we can actually become fully 100% absorbed in pleasing Krishna, with our every thought, our every word, our every deed, in all times, places, and circumstances, you understand? If we can become that much absorbed in pleasing Krishna, there's no limit to what he will do to please us in his loving reciprocation. That's pretty exciting if you think about it. This whole world can become transformed by the grace of Krishna. Within a minute, the whole world can become transformed. Prabhupada told Srila Gurudev when he was brahmachari, Tama Krishna Das Brahmachari. He said, Krishna can give you all of America in 1 minute. What you will do with it? You see? We're not qualified. That's the problem. Because instead of working together cooperatively to push forward this movement, we keep bumping heads with each other. Like cartoon characters. In the days of the silent movies, there was some hilarious characters called the Keystone Cops. And they were bumbling idiots. The robber would be robbing the bank, and the Keystone Cops would be bumping into each other, and he would get away while they're all bumping into each other. So in our movement, sometimes we do that. We just bump into each other like a bunch of cartoon characters. Disagreeing with each other, you see, fighting over this, fighting over them. Prabhupada said, do not fight amongst yourself. So, if we actually become qualified, Prabhupada actually told us, he said, one day you will be the leaders of the world. It will not be difficult, he said. He said, all you have to do is act with sincerity and the other thing, intelligence. He said, Krishna will do everything. It will not be difficult. So this is a great pressure, you could say, on us. Because we're meant to save the world. We're meant to bring in a new era of the Chaitanya era, the full-blown manifestation of the Chaitanya era on this planet. Bhakti, what is Tila Bhakti Sananda Sarasvati Thakur say? He said, when the high court judges wear tila, then we are successful. So how many of your high court judges here in Fiji wear Vaishnava tila? Zero. You see? So we have to think, how can we conduct our activities in such a way that as soon as possible, the high court judges in every country on the face of this planet are Vaishnavas. You understand? This is our success for our movement. We have to, and while we're doing all the, you know, the ongoing daily activities, distributing prasadam, distributing books, distributing the holy names, making devotees, worshiping the deities, earning our living, donating to the temple, you see, well, these things are going on. We have to keep the ultimate vision. The two things, we are meant to become pure devotees and we're meant to make a Vaishnava revolution on this planet. You see, those two things we have. That is our life, that is our duty. So, it's exciting, it really is exciting. And why live a dull life, you see? Some devotees are so bored they watch the news on television, see? They're so bored they watch the news on TV. To me, that's insane. Why watch the news when you can be the news? Why not live your life in such a way that all the news media want to come and cover you? That here's a person who's living on the cutting edge of human existence, who's pushing forward Lord Chaitanya's movement at every minute, with his every thought, word, and deed, and all time, places, and circumstances, you see. Cutting edge, you see. Devotees are meant to be cutting edge. There's a word in English, vanguard. You see. When there's a big army carrying forward an engagement, there's very elite troops who are at the very front line. They're called the vanguard, you see. Pushing forward the battle. They're the vanguard, the most elite, special, qualified troops, specially trained commandos, you see. So, we are meant to be like that, on the vanguard of human history, to bring in this Krishna consciousness movement as the world culture. So, even if we're not successful, at least our Prabhupada said, a devotee of the Lord, a Krishna conscious being, is always thinking how to deliver all of suffering humanity. And even if he is not successful in doing so, his success is guaranteed. And anyone who follows him, they will also be successful. So we are meant to think like them. Krishna conscious being is thinking, how can I live in such a way to ignite a spiritual revolution on this planet? By everything that I'm doing, this is called Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada explains. So we may be successful, we may not be successful in our lifetimes, but actually it's guaranteed that it will happen in due course of time. The whole world will become Krishna conscious. It's guaranteed by who? None other than Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sajjana Durjana Pangu Jadda Anagana Prema Vanyaya Dubaila Jagatara Jana. You know the Bengali. Sajjana, that means Satjana, the pious men, you see. Durjana, that's the impious rascal, the rogues and demons, you see. Satjana Durjana Pangu. Pangu is the lame, you see. Jada, the invalid. Anda, the blind. Sajjana Durjana Pangu Jada Andagana Prema Vanyaya, that means a big, huge tidal wave of Krishna bhakti, you see. It's like sometimes here in the South Pacific, big tidal wave comes, isn't it? That tsunami came That devastating tsunami, I have a picture of it actually. It was like 5-6 stories high wave coming in. It's huge. I have a picture. It shows a hotel on the beach, you know, and this big wave is coming in. Practically high enough to completely cover the hotel with water. Amazing thing, that tsunami. So that tsunami was very devastating, but we have a much more powerful tsunami, the tsunami of Krishna Prem. You see. So this Prem tsunami, Prema Vanyaya, Dubaila Jagatara Jana, it will drown everyone. Throughout the entire universe, everybody will become drowned. So someday it will happen. So even if we don't see it in our lifetimes, let us plant the seeds, just as Prabhupada did, you see. By our every thought, word, and deed, let us plant the seeds for that Prema tsunami that will completely inundate this entire universe. Let us live as exemplary, perfect Vaishnavas as far as we possibly can. Overcoming our anarthas. Acting out of duty. Instead of acting on the whims of the senses, we have to act out of duty. See, the senses are pulling. We have our duty on the one hand and we have our senses on the other. And there's a contest going on, you see. Duty to our spiritual master on the one hand and our senses on the other hand. Sometimes duty wins and sometimes the senses win, isn't it? That's embarrassing, but that's the reality. Sometimes the senses win. Well, that we can't allow that to continue. We have to bring the senses completely under control. That's called Goswami. Let me see. So only the sannyasis are supposed to be Goswamis, right? The householders have some excuse to be in Maya because they're householders. Is that a fact? No. Everyone is meant to be pure Vaishnava. You see, everyone. Whether you're a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, everyone is meant to cultivate pure bhakti. Ahaita kiya pratiyata yatma supasidati. Pure devotional service, you see. Devotional service must be a high key without any material motives. Not that I'm doing bhakti so I can become a famous guru or a famous preacher, you see. No. And it has to be a pratiyata, without any interruption. 24/7, you see. Always on duty. Now your job, you're still working at the University of South Pacific, as a professor. So sometimes you're on duty, sometimes you're off duty, you see. But those who are followers of Srila Prabhupada, we are also professors of Vedic wisdom, but we are on duty 24/7. We have no time off. We are always meant to teach and guide and inspire. That's the duty of Brahmins. Prabhupada explains, the Brahman is the spiritual master of the human society. So if you've gotten your Brahman thread, you're meant to be a teacher, an empowered teacher of this bhakti science. Not only theoretically, but by practical example. You are meant to be an empowered teacher. Adhikar, you see. One who has adhikar. One who is empowered to give this science by his words and by his actions and by his very mindset. He is an inspiration for the world. Actually, Krishna confirms. Yajyad acharati shrestas tattareve tarojana priyatmananam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So, are we supposed to be such great men who can inspire the world or not? You know what Prabhupada said? He said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Why don't you become glorious? See, if the disciples are glorious, you can judge a tree by the fruit, isn't it? You want to glorify your spiritual master in the best possible way? You see? then you become glorious in all of your Krishna, in all of your thoughts, words, and deeds, in all times, places, and circumstances. And by that, your spiritual master will be judged. You see? It's like now we have the Vyas Puja tomorrow for His Divine Grace, Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Gurudev, you see. So, what is the best Vyas Puja for the disciples? To cultivate pure bhakti. To be a living example of a haitakiya pratiyata yayatma supersediti. That is the best Vyas Puja. Not just ringing bells, you see. Ringing bells is nice. We ring the bell. Prabhupada also rang the bell. I remember watching Prabhupada on Bhaktisiddhanta's Saraswati Thakura's appearance day. I had the good fortune to be with His Divine Grace on that day, watching him offer the arti to his Guru Maharaj. It was very wonderful. But the disciple doesn't only offer the arti with feelings in his heart. He fully dedicates his every thought, word, and deed to serving the mission of his spiritual master. That is called Krishna consciousness. And that is the name of our society, isn't it? If we are members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, what does that mean? Do you know what that means? It means we're supposed to be Krishna conscious. Not just making a show. I got my tilak, I got my neck beads. You know that Bhajan Mainar by Bhakti Vinod Thakur? He said, here comes another devotee of Kali. He has tilak on the nose and kanti mala, but he's keeping so many women for illicit sex. We don't want this kind of Vaishnava, you see. Pseudo Vaishnava. We want Vaishnavas who are strictly following regulated principles, who do not utilize their senses for sense gratification, who only utilize the senses for serving Guru and Krishna, that's all. So in this way, we can become very pleasing to the Lord, and He will reciprocate by doing everything to please us also, as He did in this past time, to please the demigod. So now I can ask if there's any questions. And I may ask someone, if you come up and tell it right in my ear, because my hearing is really out of it, but you can try from a distance. Any question? Yes.
We approach Krishna through a spiritual master.
Yes.
But when you look at the case of Arjuna.
Yes.
Krishna was the spiritual master.
Yes. Yes, that's right. If Krishna is personally present, then you can accept Krishna as your guru. No problem. And if Krishna is not personally present, then you accept that person who is personally present as your spiritual master. You understand? That's how it works.
We can look at another example where Lord Krishna gave knowledge to Maitreya, gave bhakti to Bhagavad Gyan, to Maitreya. Hmm? They were together. But still, Parasha is said to be the spiritual master of Maitri.
Well, the one who is actually, who understands the desire of the Lord, the one who is fully surrendered to the Lord, does that which pleases the Lord. So if one is that advanced, then one can understand the desire of the Lord and one acts accordingly. You understand? We don't understand? You're saying that even though Krishna was present, he accepted someone else as guru. That's your point? Yeah. The point was, someone who's that advanced to be in Krishna's personal presence, he can understand that which will please the Lord and which the Lord desires him to do. You understand? In other words, if I'm in Krishna's personal presence, I'm realized enough to be in His personal presence, and therefore I can understand His desires also. If he desires me to be a disciple of someone else, even in his personal presence, then I will do. You understand? If he's that exalted to be able to personally associate with Krishna, he can understand the desire of Krishna also and act accordingly. Does that make sense to you?
But at that time, Vyasadeva was also present.
Who?
When Arjuna.
My point is that one can understand the Lord's desire if you're that pure and that exalted to be in his presence. You can understand his desire also. Who he wants you to take your instruction from. You understand? If you're that exalted that you can be as personally associating with God, you can also be blessed with the understanding to know who he wants you to accept as your guru, whether it's him personally or someone else. You understand? It's common sense thing. If he's that pure, he can directly associate with God. He can also understand the desire of God. Any other questions? So now you become pure enough to understand what God wants you to do. You see. That Prabhupada actually said that one should become very eager to seek Krishna and talk with Krishna in this very lifetime. Not just on the altar, but be able to personally see and talk with Krishna. Prabhupada said one should be very eager in this very lifetime to see Krishna and speak with Krishna. But not like a sahaja, he said, but by qualification, by service. Not like sahaja. Cheaply, you know. Imagining some imitation, darsha. You know. So I think you're initiated now? I heard you. Are you initiated now? Not yet. Okay. So, Krishna is in your heart. He is called Chaitya Guru. And if you are very sincere to completely surrender to his lotus feet, then he will tell you where you should go for your diksha. He will tell you. He will directly inspire you. This is where you should go. Yes. So you should qualify yourself by a desire to completely take 100% shelter. What is that verse? Ananyaschintayanto mang ye jana paryapastate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogachemam vahamyaham. Right now you're lacking a guru, isn't it? So Krishna says, if you worship me with exclusive devotion, then I will give you whatever you're lacking. So Krishna, if you're simply totally sold out to Krishna, he will personally bring you a guru. All right, here he is. Here's your guru. I personally, Prabhupada said in one lecture, he said, home delivery service. He will deliver directly to you. All right, here's your guru. Krishna in his kindness will directly give you your spiritual master by his mercy. If you're exclusively devoted to him. Yeah. Sometimes they write the questions on a piece of paper at me. I'm hearing so bad. Yeah.
We can recognize the guru only if we are very sincere and humble and otherwise we are also humble. What kind of desires we have?
If we're not exclusively devoted to Krishna, then we'll take Maya as our guru. Pseudo gurus, yeah. Yeah, some people want to, they're interested in sense gratification, so they get a cheating guru. You get what you want. If you're looking for pure bhakti, Krishna will give you the bona fide spiritual master. If you're looking to be cheated, he'll give you the cheating so-called guru, you see. So one has to understand that I must completely give myself to the will of God. That's a thing. Completely surrendered to the will of God. Now, from this moment on, I simply belong to the Lord. He can do whatever he wants to with me. I have no independence now. Simply my every thought, word, and deed is for His pleasure in all times, all places, and all circumstances. That's called surrender. You see. Anything else, it means we're trying to make a business deal with Krishna. My dear Lord, if You do this, 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 and I will do this, this, this. That's called cheating. Business deal, you see. You cannot make any conditions for Krishna. Oh, I joined the movement, but now I'm unhappy, so I will leave. No. Even if you have to suffer as a member of this movement, it doesn't matter. You just want to please Krishna. But if you're in that mood, you'll never suffer. You'll never suffer. If you're willing to do anything and everything to please Krishna at every minute, you'll never suffer. Even if your body gets sick, even if it gets old, and even if you're leaving the body, you will not suffer. The body will suffer. But your consciousness will be beyond the body. You'll just see the body as something out there in the material energy, not you. Actually, a devotee, he uses all forms of material distress as a springboard to become more Krishna conscious. Just like the divers, they have that diving board, they jump down and it gives them more strength to go up. They push down on the diving board and it bounces them even higher in the air, you see. Diving board, they call it. So a devotee utilizes the material energy as a diving board. Even if it pulls him down into distress, he uses that as energy to go even higher in Krishna consciousness. So a devotee is always the winner. He's never defeated by Maya. He always wins in the fight with Maya. In the battle with Maya, he always wins. Whatever punch Maya may throw at him, he simply uses it to advance his Krishna consciousness more and more and more and more. Therefore, he's completely undefeated, the Vaishnava. So, any other question? Yes. When someone
comes to the Hare Krishna movement,
yeah,
they listen to the class, the lecture, they understand that.
When someone comes to the Hare Krishna movement,
they listen to the class, they understand.
Come, why don't you come and tell me right in my ear, yeah, it'll make it easier. Okay. They're doing what?
They listen to the class and they understand that they need.
They attend the class?
And they understand that they need a spiritual master to go back to God.
Right.
So they decide, okay, in Hare Krishna movement, Sri Prabhupada, there are many spiritual masters, so they take one of them as the spiritual master.
Right.
So, but there's, you can understand, that is the needs to take a spiritual master.
Right.
There's no love between the disciple and the spiritual master.
Why not? There must be love, otherwise there's no question of surrender. There must be love. He's saying there's no love between, one has to have a guru, but there's no love between the spiritual master and the disciple. Then there's no guru-disciple relationship.
So how does a disciple develop love for the spiritual master?
Yes. The way you develop love for the spiritual master is by service. Service is a symptom of love. You see, if you love someone, you will serve them. So all you have to do is serve the spiritual master. And even if you don't have any love, the feelings of love will awaken within your heart, because actually in our pure state, we have pure love. It is simply covered by the modes of nature, that's all. So you act out of duty in the beginning. Even though there's no loving feeling, you dutifully do what the spiritual master instructs you to do. And then by that dutifully acting, then gradually the loving feelings awaken in the heart. This process works. If you work the process. If you don't work the process, it won't work. Because you're not working the process. But if you work this process, you will get the result. least of them. You become fully Krishna conscious. If you apply this science of bhakti as it is given by Prabhupada in his books, you definitely achieve it. You become pure devotee, you can see Krishna face to face. You can speak directly with Krishna. You will get all of these things. You simply have to follow the pathway very soberly and sincerely. So, we have about 15 seconds, maybe. Any last question? Yes.
Lord Krishna appears once in a day of Brahma.
Yes.
Same is true for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Lord Chaitanya comes also in regular cycles.
How about Lord Rama?
I don't know. I'm not sure about Rama. But the main thing is Lord Chaitanya, because he's giving all that mercy, see. Actually, whether they appear every millennium or not, still, Lord Chaitanya has just appeared, so now take full advantage. We can ask intellectual questions, and it's interesting, I admit. I'm also interested to know all these things. But the real bottom line is, what are you going to do about it? Lord Chaitanya has come. Now, what are you going to do?
I've got a question relating to that.
Okay.
So I asked that question.
Okay.
Because it's you were reading the story about Lord Varahamaha.
Right.
And like Jay and Vijay.
Right.
First appeared as Hiranakshya and Hiranyakashipu.
Right.
Then as Kumbhakaran and Rava.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, as Sishupal and Dattavakra, what happens like after they appear as Hiranakshya and Hiranyakashipu or as...
They were only required to take three births as demons, you see.
What happens in between? Because if Rama appears, and that's when Kumbhakaran and... Kumbhakaran and Ravan appears.
That's a really interesting question. What do they do in the waiting period? Because they weren't allowed to back to Goloka or back to Vaikuntha until they did three births. So what do they do in the interim space? That's an interesting question. So what did they do? Yeah, it's an interesting question. How do they kill time in between? Did they come to the temple and chant japa? What do they do? To kill time between their birth. And it's interesting to note, they made a special, even though they only had three births, they made a special guest appearance in Chaitanya Lila also. They couldn't resist coming again as Jagai and Madai in Lord Chaitanya's Lila. Even though they're only required to do three times, they made a special guest appearance. We were so enlivened by participating in these Lilas, they did a fourth one as Jagai and Madai. It was a wonderful service, actually, because Prabhupada says that Krishna likes to keep the body fit. So he fights for these demons just to keep the body fit. Of course, Prabhupada was kind of joking, but he doesn't need to work out to stay fit. But Prabhupada was joking like that. Krishna engages some of his own devotees to fight. So, quickly. That's right. Okay, then, we thank you all very much for coming today to dive into this sweet nectarian ocean, much deeper than the Pacific, much broader than the Pacific. This nectarian ocean of Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.